In order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers, and we want to make sure those advertisers are ones you'll actually want to hear about. But we need to learn a little more about you to make that possible. So go to podsurvey.com/lazygenius and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you better. That way we can bring on advertisers you won't want to skip. Once you've completed the quick survey, you can enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/lazygenius. Thanks for your help. Hi there. You are listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today is episode 358, How to Kindly and Efficiently Get Where You Need to Go. This episode was very unique to create because I could not quite figure out what it was. We did an episode 3 years ago, episode 223, The Lazy Genius Gets Out the Door, and I love that episode. It is really helpful in breaking down the main reasons we all have such a hard time leaving our homes. Is that what this episode is? Not quite. But in order to figure out what it was, I had to go live on Instagram and spend a few minutes processing this episode with about 250 of you who happened to be on Instagram at that moment. Hilariously, Jenna Fisher was in the comments too, and with her and everyone else's help, we came up with, frankly, multiple podcast episode ideas, but I also think we landed on what this one is. We all have places we need to go, right? And we want to get there, but we want to kindly and efficiently get there. Now, that looks different for everyone, though, right? Sometimes we're taking other people with us. We're going alone. Sometimes it is a routine leaving, like every day. And then other times the chaos of getting where we need to go is because it's a place we've never gone before. And so we don't really know what we need. Sometimes we might have our own transportation or we use public transportation. And then it's also not just about leaving, right? We also want to come home well. Like sometimes leaving creates more chaos and then we have to physically and metaphorically clean up that chaos when we're back home again. It would be nice if that part was avoidable too. All that to say, this is obviously a very relevant topic. The all caps energy of the comments during the Instagram live proved that. We all have places we need to go. And because you are lazy geniuses, you want to get there, not just efficiently, but kindly too. So I'm going to break this episode down into three sections. First, we're going to talk about your expectations related to getting where you need to go. Second, we'll talk about how to kindly do that. And then third, we're going to talk about how to efficiently do that. Do not skip straight to part three, please. Part three will not be as effective in your life without one and two first. Remember, lazy geniuses go in the right order. And starting with efficiency is rarely our best bet, as much as we would like for the opposite to be true. We have to start with expectations and kindness first. So let's jump into part one. Let's talk about expectations. Expectations are slippery little buggers. We think that our main organizational priority is to manage our time. But a huge part of time management is actually managing our expectations. If we manage our time, if we plan for how we're going to get out the door and get where we're going without any awareness of our expectations around that process, we will absolutely get frustrated. Rarely do our plans happen the way we hope they will. Some might say the rate is closer to never, not rarely, especially if you have other humans involved. And rather than accept that managing expectations is part of the deal and that it's a skill to develop, we just get mad. We get resentful or frustrated or frazzled, or we start yelling at somebody, or we forget important things because we've now activated our lizard survival brain and it's just like all straight up chaos. That chaos might be outward or inward, but regardless, it's there. The skill of managing your expectations is highly valuable. If learning to pivot is more important than learning to plan, managing your expectations is more important than managing your time. Planning and time management are both awesome skills, but without the balance and importance of pivoting and managing expectations, you're just going to move closer and closer to being a frustrated robot. So the first step in kindly and efficiently getting where you need to go is to manage your expectations. If you expect that you're going to get up earlier than you normally do, that all of your kids, if you have them, will exit their beds in a timely manner with nary a reminder, that the dishwasher will get emptied and the lunches will get made, that you will have time to make your own lunch to take to work instead of depending on your emergency granola bar, that everyone will locate their shoes and keys and important signed documents without confusion or delay, that you will somehow have time to quietly drink a cup of coffee or journal or do yoga or hit the gym before anyone needs you, that breakfast will get cleaned up before you walk out the door, and all of this before somewhere in the 8 o'clock range? If you expect all of that to happen and to go down easy on a regular basis without intensely thoughtful systems you've been building for years and likely children who are naturally amenable to such expectations, which is rarely the case, you're going to be disappointed. Every single morning, you will be disappointed and frustrated and harried and scattered and annoyed that you or your people cannot get it together. You should be able to do A, B, and C, and D, and E, and Z before you get out the door. But I'm not sure you should. I don't know that those expectations are reasonable. And even if they are, do you have the energy to fulfill them all? Remember one of our Lazy Genius mantras: match your expectations to the energy you're willing to give. If you do not have the energy to wake up early and work out, if you do not have the energy to be patient with your children and all of their childlike chaos, if you do not have the energy to do your makeup with the care you wish you had time for or think that you should have time for, if you do not have the energy to delegate where appropriate and help your partner or your kids see what needs doing so you're not doing everything, if you do not have the energy, especially in the morning, to catalog everything that everyone needs, but you expect that all of that will still happen, disaster, emotional, logistical disaster. And if that happens day after day after day, no wonder you are turning to Google for help with a morning routine. And spoiler alert, the first search result for morning routine has 21 steps for the best morning routine. You're not ready. I'm going to speed through these real quick. These 21 things that are great for your morning routine, according to the internet, that you just frustratingly turn to. And I'm talking the top choice. Ready? Get a good night's sleep. Avoid the snooze button. Give yourself enough time to get to work. Drink a full glass of water. Enjoy a cup of coffee or tea. Prepare a healthy breakfast. Take advantage of self-care. Fit in a quick workout. Say positive affirmations. Meditate by taking deep breaths. Prioritize important tasks. Listen to motivational music. Call a loved one. Subscribe to a podcast. Perform an act of kindness. Spend time on a hobby. Think creatively. Read an industry blog post. Do a crossword puzzle. Take a moment to stretch and perform a retrospective. That was the first search result. Now, I'm not dumb. I'm not intentionally baiting you here. I know that this author doesn't expect anyone to do all 21 of these things every single morning. But still, many of our mornings lead to getting where we need to go, even if it's at our desk at home because we still work from home. And this list, this has nothing to do with actually getting out the door or doing anything for anyone else, right? It's just a list of all the things that you should be doing for your own morning routine, which generally leads to getting out the door. This is why we are frustrated, you guys. Our expectations are so off, partly because the internet sets us up to think we're supposed to do a retrospective every morning and not hit the daggum snooze button. What kind of anarchy is this? It is not your fault that your expectations are high, or even so high that they're out of whack. The messages that you have received about what your morning should look like for years and years are bogus messages. Your expectations have been tampered with in a wildly unrealistic way, and it is time to shift them. Match your expectations to the energy you're willing to give. Even match your expectations to the energy you have today. Your energy will change from day to day thanks to hormones. So match your expectations of your morning or whenever you're trying to get where you need to go to the energy available to you. That is the first step. Now let's talk about how to access kindness as you get where you need to go. Your expectations do matter, so create kind ones. And if you forget to, or you get a little too big for your expectation britches, manage your expectations kindly when they go unmet. And I think the most effective way to do this is by being grounded. You breathe, You access kindness within yourself so that you can have kindness for yourself. If you're running late and you're scattered and you find yourself raising your voice to your teenage son because he is moving slower than, I mean, frankly, a teenage boy, remember that you very likely would rather stay connected to your kid and be a little late than be on time and mad at each other. What matters more? Now, sometimes being on time is a really big deal and you have to do your relational repair in the car. I'm not naive. I love being on time, like a lot. But to prioritize timeliness over connection with our people will turn getting out the door real sour real fast, especially if it's happening repeatedly. Dare I say it, being grounded is better than being on task. It's not a replacement for being on task because we need to be on task, but it is a better practice to cultivate than cobbling together the best morning routine to efficiently get out the door. If efficiency comes at the expense of relationship or integration and groundedness within yourself, I'm not sure it's worth it. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by Third Love. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love's mission is to take the frustration out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, or as they call them, problems. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. My go-to Third Love bra is the Perfect Coverage 24/7 Classic Bra. It's been a favorite for 3 years, and I find myself reaching for it every morning. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This episode is sponsored by Pros. We all know your hair and skin can sway your mood and impact your day, good or bad. But since I switched to Custom Hair Care by Pros, I've had more good hair days than ever before. Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Every bottle of Pros Custom Hair and Skin Care is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients. It literally could not exist without you. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of you, what you eat, where you live, and what you want from your hair and skin. My made for Kindra products take into account the average humidity and UV index in Greensboro. Wild. And because it's made for me, I've seen consistently softer, shinier, stronger hair every day. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/lazygenius. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/lazygenius. That's PROSE.com/lazygenius. Okay, now that you're paying attention, not just to your expectations, but to how you manage them, and you're naming the importance of groundedness and kindness as you try and get where you need to go, you will be better equipped to do it efficiently. I will shout it from the rooftops for the rest of my working days. Efficiency is awesome, but it cannot come first. Just like you can't organize stuff before you prioritize and essentialize, you can't truly be efficient before you are aware of your expectations and you're kind about the whole thing. Efficiency is not a solo act, y'all. Efficiency, I mean, we know what it means, but it's basically like doing the most you can with as little as possible, right? We've already touched on the most you can part with your expectations, and you'll be more satisfied with as little as possible if you're kind first. So, I mean, expectations and kindness are like practically in the definition. So now that we know that, let's discuss how we can efficiently get where we're going, because that cannot come first. I want you to think about getting where you need to go in three phases, okay? There is the pre-exit, the exit, and the post-exit. You can also think about this in terms of urgency. The exit is probably the most urgent part. Pre-exit is where there's no urgency yet. That might be like the day before you have to get where you need to go, or a couple of hours before, whatever. But the pre-exit doesn't really have urgency. And then the post-exit is post-urgency, but you're like probably still a little hyped up from the urgency. So as we talk about efficiently getting where you need to go, it's not just about when you leave. It's about what happens before you leave when it's not urgent yet, and after you've left, what you can notice about it, how it went, how you can kindly adjust, what you might do next time. Okay? Okay, let's start with your, you know, pre-exit time or the pre-urgency time. Think about when you most commonly need to get where you need to go. Again, for many of us, it's just every weekday morning. You know, you're getting to work, kids are getting to school, you're beginning your day. When is the time that you are thinking about that next exit, but you don't feel urgent about it? Is it the night before? Is it between 6 and 7 a.m. because you're a stay-at-home mom and your kids don't go to preschool until 9? So you've got a little more time to ease into getting where you need to go in the morning. When is the time that you're thinking about, even just the tiniest bit, about the next exit, but you're not urgent about it yet? Okay, so once you name that time, what can you do during that time to help the exit work more efficiently? And I would say to start, just name one thing. What is one thing you can do during your pre-exit, non-urgent time that can help ease the urgency of the actual exit? Maybe you can think about what usually causes the chaos, or you consider something that makes you feel grounded and like yourself, which helps you manage the chaos, and you add that into your routine. So you can take something away, add something in, or adjust something that's already there that you can either decide or do before leaving becomes urgent. One of the things I do to help me get where I need to go in my pre-exit time is I wipe off the kitchen counters before I go to bed. So Annie is in charge of clearing the dinner dishes, and then my husband, Kaz, he almost always cleans up the rest. But one thing he rarely does is wipe off the kitchen counters. He clears them and he washes the dishes, but he doesn't notice a shiny counter like I do. That's less of a priority for him. So it's not a regular part of his dinner cleanup routine. But when I come into the kitchen in the morning to set out the kids' lunch boxes and get stuff out for me to either make their lunch or for them to make their own, and the counter is dirty from the night before, it escalates my urgency. It is frustrating and a little gross. And then sometimes, depending on the day, it makes me resent Kaz rather than be genuinely grateful that he tends to the kitchen every single day. Now, he does it differently than I do, though, and that's okay. So rather than obsess about that difference and micromanage that difference, I just clean the counters myself before I go to bed. And then when I wake up the next morning to do the morning routine with the kids, which is my area of labor in our family, I do the morning, it makes everything start off so much better. So wiping off the counter is one of my pre-exit things. Another one is that I plan my next day the night before. It takes anywhere from 60 seconds to maybe 5 or 10 minutes, depending on my urgency, my schedule, how tired I am. But naming what I have going on and deciding things like when I'm going to take a shower, when I'm going to have my coffee, what I need to take with me when I leave. Deciding all of that before I feel urgent is huge. So I make my own exit strategy when I plan the day. It sounds more detailed than it actually is, but really I'm just like, okay, when am I showering today? When do I have time to do that? I have early carpool, so I'll take my coffee with me because I don't want to wait till I get home because I'll have a headache, but I don't want to get up early and drink it before I have to do all the morning things because I have carpool, you know? Like, because my days also are different pretty much every single weekday because of what the kids have going on, when it's my time to drive carpool, what meetings I have, how dirty my hair is. I need to plan my day every night before. I just don't have a lot of consistency in what's required in the morning. And that is a huge part of what makes my mornings feel more efficient because decisions have been made before they become urgent. So think about what yours might be. Think about what you can do as part of your pre-exit when you're not yet feeling urgent that you can decide now that can make the urgent exiting feel a little easier. It reminds me of one of our phrases, tend to the necessary before it becomes urgent. Now let's talk about the exit itself. This is where I implore you to use the Lazy Genius Principle, decide once. Decide once about something that always happens every morning and see how that single choice might help getting where you need to go a little bit easier. One thing we do at our house is my kids, they do not have a hot breakfast. And if they do, they make it themselves. Almost every single morning, and I mean this, every single morning, all three of my kids, they pull out a piece of chocolate chip pumpkin bread from the freezer, and that's their breakfast. Sam gets his milk. Annie gets her juice. Ben sometimes makes a fried egg to go with his pumpkin bread. But that's what they have. I make a giant pan of pumpkin bread like every couple of weeks. I cut it up into squares. I bag it up, and I put it in the freezer. Breakfast is not really an urgent part of our morning routine to get where we need to go because my kids, funny enough, decided once that they pretty much just eat pumpkin bread. And if they don't, they eat something else from the freezer, like pancakes or waffles or cooked bacon that they just microwave. I do not cook breakfast. No one's making breakfast. That single decision makes a huge difference for us. Is it the decision you should make? No. But it works great for us. Now, you might think, well, what about the egg? What about the fried egg? Or what about the breakfast dishes left behind by the frying of the egg? Or just the kids eating in general? This is a fair question, and it's another decide once. Recently, we divided up dish duty among the three kids because it got too annoying to constantly decide whose turn it was to clean up a meal, like whose day. I was talking to my friend Hannah, and she shared that with her three kids, they divided up the dishes by meal. So a different kid cleans up the breakfast dishes all the time, not just their own, everyone's. Another kid does lunch. Another kid does dinner. We started doing that and it is awesome. It has worked so well for us. And guess who got breakfast? Ben, the fried egg maker. He's also the last kid at home every single week. He leaves last because his brother, even though they go to the same school, has before school activities 3 out of the 5 mornings. And Annie's school starts sooner than the boys do. So Ben is always last at home. And Ben also has more variety with his breakfast than the other two do. So he cleans up breakfast. Decisions like that, that you decide one time and then you let them ride until they don't serve you anymore, are incredibly successful and relatively simple ways to make your morning or getting where you need to go more efficient. I am doing more with less because I'm not having to make breakfast or clean up breakfast. Decide once took care of that. P.S. Ben is a morning person and deeply responsible. He's a 73-year-old poet who knows how to get stuff done. So he is the best child to handle morning things because he's not dragging like other children would. There's no way I would give the morning dishes to one of my other kids. So, just for realism's sake, There you go. All right. So I want you to think about a part of your own process in getting where you need to go. And think about where you can apply decide once. Where can you make one decision one time about one thing, and then you just let it go? If you can do that, it will absolutely help with the efficiency part, even just one thing. Okay, so that's the exit. Finally, the post-exit. We will not always have an efficient and kind exit. It is a tough thing to have happen every single day because we are humans and likely live with humans, and life is often a mess. You know, I want to be a mom who doesn't get annoyed at her kid for making the carpool wait, but I do. Even this morning, I get bro'd by my oldest kid 3 out of 5 mornings because I'm nagging him to get going. And I'm like, Sam, no. And he's like, bro. I get bro'd all the time. I'm not great at this, but I'm working on being more connected and grounded and paying attention to the connections that I have with myself and my people than I ever have before. And part of that happens in this post-exit. When everyone leaves or I have left, whether I'm in the car or by myself in the house, I will often take a breath and I'll notice what happened. You know, did I get frustrated? What triggered that? Did I get triggered at all? What went well? What am I proud of that I stayed grounded through? I just briefly notice how kindly and efficiently the exit happened, and either make a note to adjust something later or I repair any harm that my lack of kindness caused. It's usually that one. I have definitely been known to text my oldest an hour after he's left to apologize for getting huffy with him. You know, I'll text like, sorry, I lost my cool at you this morning, but I got caught up in being on time and I took it out on you. And then he hearts the message and he sends me a thumbs up. Maybe it's an okay. And we move on, you know? The post-exit is important for both kindness and efficiency. Notice where you were unkind and repair, either with yourself or someone else. And if there was something that was just super clunky that could be smoother, think about it now while you're still kind of in the exit mode, but no longer urgent about it. Problem solve, even for one tiny thing, especially for one tiny thing. The small changes are where the magic happens anyway. So to recap, how to kindly and efficiently get where you need to go. Start with managing your expectations. Have reasonable expectations for your process of exiting. And remember that your expectations might need to change day to day, depending on your own energy. More than managing your time, manage your expectations of your time. It'll help set you up for a more reasonable, grounded exit than if you ignore your expectations altogether. Then, access kindness. By remembering that staying grounded is better than staying on task, being grounded helps you stay on task. Be kind and be yourself, not succumbing to the robot energy that mornings and exits often bring. And then to be efficient, think about your pre-exit when you're not urgent, the exit when you are urgent, and the post-exit when you see how your urgency made things better or there's something to adjust. Be efficient only after managing your expectations and accessing kindness towards yourself and others. And don't forget to decide once. And that is how to kindly and efficiently get where you need to go. Before we go, let's celebrate the Lazy Genius of the Week. This week, it is Brittany Dickmeyer, who has a great tip for getting little kids out the door. We all know going out the door with kids is hard. When mine were little, I found that even if I was totally organized with my stuff, I always managed to have a straggler kid or someone who wandered back upstairs right as we were trying to leave. The solution was I traced their hands on their favorite color paper and had them decorate them and take them on the back door. When we were leaving, I would yell, hands on hands, and they'd all go stand with their hands on the back door until it was time to all head out together. No more wandering children. This is seriously adorable, Brittany. Wrangling tiny humans is a particularly challenging job, and this makes it sweet and fun. Thank you so much for sharing, and congratulations on being the Lazy Genius of the Week. This episode is hosted by me, Kendra Adachi, and executive produced by Kendra Adachi, Jenna Fisher, like super legit this time because she was active in those Instagram comments, and Angela Kinsey. The Lazy Genius podcast is enthusiastically part of the Office Ladies Network. Special thanks to Leah Jarvis for weekly production. Thanks y'all for listening, and until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.